This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. For months now, anticipation, dread, and rumors have whirled around the federal investigation into the buying and selling of jobs at the Massachusetts Probation Department. It's alleged that many probation employees bought their jobs and their promotions by making contributions to state legislators. And now that former House Speaker Sal DeMasi, who was convicted last year in a different corruption trial, has been moved north from his prison cell in Kentucky, speculation has intensified that he may testify before a grand jury in Worcester. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Bus trips rarely make the news unless they involve Fung Hua and the calamities of other cut-rate carriers. But here in Worcester, where a Greyhound was pulling in from New York City today, the big news is a bus expected from the Big Apple tomorrow. According to the Bureau of Prisons, prisoner 27371-038, a.k.a. Salvatore DeMasi, is spending his day in Brooklyn at the Metropolitan Detention Center. Yesterday, he left Lexington, Kentucky, on a slow bus ride north with fellow prisoners, which makes the milk run look fast. Here at the federal courthouse in Worcester, a special grand jury has been meeting on the second floor on Wednesdays. According to reliable sources, its specific and secret work is to collect evidence and testimony about allegedly rigged hiring and promotions, and to hand up indictments if warranted. Presuming the prisoner bus drops DeMasi off in Worcester tomorrow, where according to normal procedures he would be brought in the back way and out of sight, the speculative question is, for what purpose? The U.S. Attorney's Office does not confirm the existence of grand jury investigations. Among rampant speculation of which legislators might be indicted, the former speaker figures prominently. A November 2010 report by independent counsel Paul Ware found that 24 out of 36 job applicants sponsored by DeMasi got jobs. Many of them were campaign contributors. No legislator was more successful. There are various scenarios for anyone who's called to a grand jury. A federal prisoner can come voluntarily under an agreement with prosecutors for reduced prison time in return for truthful testimony. Or a prisoner can come involuntarily, as in the case of someone granted immunity to testify and then threatened with contempt of court if he doesn't. That can lead to a sentence of 18 additional months. Still a third possibility is being called before a grand jury, with one's indictment hinging on whether the jury believes the answers. What we do know for sure is that Sal DeMasi took a bus trip. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.